that for every $1 that Congress invested in enforcement staff at the IRS, they would return at least $4. That's a pretty good return on investment. And just in terms of collected tax revenue and like we were talking about the improper payments. So I think there is a real potential to reframe the conversation. You know, everybody wants government to work better. That's really a nonpartisan issue. People want things to happen more efficiently and effectively. And figuring out how to get the best value out of what you're doing is smart, but freezing things that aren't working doesn't work.
And attrition doesn't really work in all cases either, unless you can have some way of balancing the numbers where they're needed.
That's exactly right.
And the issue there is not every job is portable. If you are a CIO, you can move from agency to agency and do your job with pretty much the skills you have go from place to place. But if you've been, say, an 8A housing overseer for 40 years, you can't suddenly become a meteorologist or
an
astronomer.
Right. That's exactly right. And you know, and a lot of those really specialized skills are really important in the federal government. You do need, you know, you want really qualified people doing our scientific research. You want really qualified people making sure our food supply is safe, all of these different things. And this is something that really depends on having the right people in the right jobs. And you know, that's a principle that exists in the private sector, too. This isn't just a federal way of doing business.
All right. So bottom line is, what should federal managers be doing now? They don't have a budget really that's approved for 2017. Looks like 2018 is shaping up to be a bigger snafu, and there's a hiring freeze.
So I think this is a time for federal managers to really invest in their workforce. And now, obviously, it's not a time where there's a ton of money going around to do it. So I think I mean the more intangible types of things. Making sure employees feel heard, making sure you're maximizing the skills of people in their agency. Every year, the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey asks the same question about, you know, creativity and innovation is rewarded in my workplace. And every year, that score is about 4 out of 10, say that positively. When you're dealing with lean budget times, it's a really good time for creativity, innovation, new ideas to be fostered and encouraged. And this is really a time to engage the workplace and engage the workforce and making sure that the right things are happening for the American people.